semifinal, 11-3. So similar score right now, 11-2 over Annan. Third period underway. There's a delay on the Caden Rennish match. It looks like they're about ready to start things up again. Why don't we pick up on this? Caden today started out with a pin over Royal Waniwak Center's Trenton Fry, then lost to Tyson Martin of Aquinas in the semifinal, bounced back with a pin over Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland, and that puts him with third place and another state tournament berth in his crosshairs, and that's what he's going for. David?
Yeah, it's been a good match here. No points scored till just now as Schwengels gets an escape start of the second period, but a couple stoppages for blood time there with Schwengels. He's got a little cut, I think, on his forehead or so, or lips. But anyways, good action here. As Caden's been aggressive. He's not giving up any easy takedowns, keeping his head in front of his feet in front of him. Now he's trying to come around and get a takedown here, but they're going to go off the mat as they do, and Adam Guthrie will get them back to center circle, and Strangles is taking a little longer to get back to center circle. Caden, maybe use that to advantage here, pick it up a little bit, up the motion and the intensity. Caden's down by one here, 1:25 to go in the second period. Guys sizing each other up, looking for an avenue to a takedown. Fighting a little upper body here, trying to get underhook. There's the attempt by both guys, kind of bull rushed each other, and Caden has just kind of horsed him off the edge of the mat there. Got an overhook and a little hip toss. Go off, they're going to have to go back to center, 104 to go, get reset. Duck under attempt for Strangles, and Caden drops down a little single. Now he's got to come up to his feet. Right, sitting there on that leg, he's got to come up to his feet. You don't want to lose this here with a stalemate. There, now he's up. He's got that foot up off the mat. Got to get this takedown here, Caden. Come on. Strangles is doing a good job fighting, trying to pull those hands apart. Working to the edge of the mat, he does break that handlock, and Caden loses that single leg.
Rennish defeated Schwengels last week in the regional semifinals, 11-6.
Now Schwengels is in on a double leg. He's going to get the takedown at the edge of the mat, 13 seconds on the clock. It's a tough takedown to give up there for Caden, but see if he can't bounce back here, down 3-0, 5 seconds to go in the end of the second period. Have a battle here, try to get back in the scoring column. Caden's going to take the bottom position here to start this third period. Down by 3-0 lead for Sam Schwengels of Parkway, Albany. Excuse me, Parkview, Albany. That's right down the road from Waniwak or Royal Waniwak Central.
Which we've been hearing quite a bit today, Waniwak Central. Which is different than what he was north or south.
Yeah. Caden's working his way up to his feet here. If he can cut his hands loose, he does. He gets that take there, that first point there on the board, 3-1 now. He's in on a double leg as the Wizard comes in. So they haven't awarded the escape yet, because I guess there's still a possibility that Caden can get the reversal instead. Okay, now he's dolling him neutral, so he had to give him the escape, but they haven't put the points on the board yet.
He's having trouble with his right wrist, I believe.
He was holding that the last match.
I think so, too. Yep. And last week, even.
Yeah. You've got to fight through this one. You've got to have this match. And Schwengels is on a low single leg. Nice job with the Wizard there for Cade. Now he reaches back, tries to reach through the leg, grab that ankle, get that hip down, block that head, turns in circles, but he circles off the mat. Come on. battle through this, Kate. You can do it. Let's get a take down here. Get this match tied up. 1 minute to go. Continues to fight. He dove in for a single leg. A little too far out, got flattened out. As Strangles is able to just block the head, comes around the corner, gets the takedown. Up by four now, 45 seconds to go. Making it tough on Caden even to get up off his belly here, trying to get to his knees. And he has to try to get up. He's got to score four here. Short time. He's got the one. Now he's down by three. Just the closing seconds, though. And run out of time here. 5-2 lead. And that's going to be the final score there. 5-2 in favor of Sam Swingles. Parkview, Albany.
It will not be a wrestle back at 190. Swingles has already lost to the runner-up, Wyatt Annan, in the semifinals. Always when a senior gets this close to a state tournament, and Riverdale's lost two of them today. Sean Duffy earlier this afternoon at 138, and now Caden Rennick. Each one will fall a bit short of the state tournament, where Riverdale will take four to state, and we'll talk more about that when we get the opportunity. Getting ready for the 215-pound weight class. There will be no wrestle back at 190. The champion, Tyson Martin of Aquinas. Runner-up, Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. And third place to Sam Swingles of Parkview, Albany. We'll take a break. Be back with more. Hope you're enjoying our coverage today. For David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the shoebox in Black Earth. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're gonna need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time. The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We're back at Wisconsin Dells, and Wyatt Knockliner, River Valley, trying to punch his ticket to next weekend. Coming the lone Blackhawk there, and it looks like he will, right? 7-2 the final. So congratulations, Wyatt. He is moving on. And Philip, in a 150-pound class weight, there will be no wrestleback. Okay, so that means Joe Lomar of Broadhead Judah finishes second, and Wyatt Knockliner third. The champion here this weight class is Danny Heiser, now 50-1 from Evansville.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness.
And he's pretty good.
And he's the champion there.
I think he's the number one ranked state.
I wouldn't be surprised. Nope. 144, backing up a little bit. Owen Seprud with a tech ball to win the championship. Here at 144 at Wisconsin Dells. Sefruta, Darlings, and Blackhawk. Lodi's Braden Dorshorst is second, and Drew Hurt, Courier Sheen, takes third. Also, while you're away, Marcus McIntyre with a 6-4 win for Broadhead Judah. Mason Mao of Sugar River gets second place after losing that championship bout. And Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien takes third after a 4-3 win against his opponent Cam Spensley of Belmont Platteville. That takes us up to the current weight, which is 157.
Yeah, 157 on the mat now on the championship side, where you got Bryce Linsendorf from Prairie du Chien. He's a junior at 38-13 for the year, taking up going Braylon Goble against Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. And Darlington is up 2-0 right now.
All right.
Mat number one, you have Landon Bush from Cuba City Southwestern going with against Gunnar Josh Johnson from GET, and that is scoreless in the first.
Special center with a couple of chances for state attendees, including Cole Brenninger, who will be wrestling back at 190, and Teague Perkins at 215. Will be the Hornets' last hopes of getting another wrestler or two through. Ethan Haney is through earlier, 113. Goes as a runner-up. Actually, Ethan will get a wrestle-back match, so he'll either be a runner-up.
Waiting on,
He's waiting. Runner-up or third place. Well, a 2-1 lead, as Hank said, for Bryce Linsendorf of... it is Braden Goble who's leading.
Yeah, Braden Goble. Yeah.
2-1, he leads. 157-pound weight class. We're in the first period. We've had almost all of the championship bouts, I think, for the exception of one, have gone the distance, and that was a tech ball.
That wasn't
a pin.
That was just on our last class, too. That was...
Right. So they have been going the distance here today.
Danny Hauser at 50-1 on the year from Evansville.
They'll be coming back through to wrestle the girls' championship bouts, and then bring it on back for the... Russell backs for the boys. Second and third place finishers to be determined. And that shouldn't be too many.
Right.
We haven't had a lot so far.
No, we have not. Braylon Goble from Darlington Blackhawk is 42-3 on the year.
Yeah. So
that's impressive as well.
Another good year. Linsendorf has 11 losses for Prairie du Chien. Braylon Goble stands in, and now he's going to break apart. We are tied at two. Goble and Linsendorf will shoot takedowns in the 157-pound title bout. They are locked. Well, there's a lot of strength there. Both boys trying to get one up on the other. 30 seconds into the second period. Shooting in and then coming up empty is Linsendorf, but he's going to fight off being taken down as he goes in defensive mode. Locks in the legs. A grapevine going, trying to get something started on his own, and Goble is going to get the takedown. 4-2, the score. So Goble goes up in the title bout here at 157. A minute to wrestle in the second period. The other man, it's a 2-0 lead. Now 2-1. Cuba City Benton Southwestern is up in that match. Representing the good old SWAL. 4-3 score. They're out of bounds here on the championship mat with 42 seconds remaining.
On mat number one, they got Landon Bush at two from Cuba City Southwestern, and then Gunnar Johnson from GET is one. So, and that's with 30 seconds left in the second period.
All right. 4-3 down to the final 30 seconds of the second period here, the championship bout at 157. They are locked up, Goble and Linsendorf. Something's got to give right here. Boy, they are very evenly matched here on the scoreboard, on the mat, and whatnot. 4-3 the score. Shooting in from the near side is Linsendorf. Linsendorf needing to come back here in this match. We're down to 5 seconds in the second period, and that will do it. Two periods in the books.
4-3 Goble down there. That's pretty. They're pretty squared off pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yep. You get to this level, there's not a lot separating them. Some outstanding wrestling here today, that's for sure.
Well, it's been a pleasure with you again, Phil.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Matt Stark, third period, they're on their wheels. And the scoring in this game is going to be Goble. They're going to shoot takedowns, 5-3, final 1:38 of the match.
They are. Blood time on Matt 1, Phil.
Okay. We've had a lot of that today.
Yeah, we have.
So 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining in the championship bout. Lenzendorf and Goble. Lenzendorf trailing Goble by two, shooting in for a takedown, but he is out of bounds, is Bryce Lenzendorf. He'll head back to the center of the mat. Whistle will start him. A minute 16 remaining in the third period. And they get it going again. They are locked up, head and shoulders, and a 5-3 lead. Trying to throw is Lenzendorf, and they're going to kind of move out of bounds. No points awarded. Lenzendorf trying to come out on top. They're back to the center of the mat with a minute 6 to wrestle.
Again, we're going to comment on the officiating. It's been outstanding today.
Good group here. Two men officiating for the championship bout. Down to a minute remaining now. 5-3, Lenzendorf trailing Goble. Darlington Blackhawk. I imagine they wrestled at the Clash.
I'm sure they have.
Shooting in, and nothing there to show for it, is Lenzendorf. He is down by 2 points with 40 seconds remaining. I think it's a very close consolation match as well. Looks like that's 4-2. 5-3, down to 30 seconds. He'll break apart. Lenzendorf and Goble on the attack. Lenzendorf shooting in, being held at bay. They're locked arm in arm. Trying a throw is Goble, and they're out of bounds. 15 seconds remaining. Back to the center of the mat. 5-3. Goble, whistle starts him again. Lenzendorf locks up. And Gabriel is going to try to hold his ground. And he will, and now trying a throw is Lenzendorf. He slips off.
Costing 2 points.
Goble, yep. Goble gets two at the end. That makes it a 7-3 final. Raylan Goble of Darlington Blackhawk is the sectional championship here at 157 pounds. Lenzendorf, see whether he has a wrestle back or not. We're at 32 seconds to go in the wrestle back bout. Lenzendorf would need Johnson to win, or Johnson would have to win if Lenzendorf was going to wrestle for second or third here.
Yeah, if Johnson wins, then we'll have the wrestle back.
Yep.
And Johnson is up right now 4-2 with 10 seconds left, and they're out of bounds.
All right. Thank you, Hank. 160-pound weight class, Avery. And another Goble. This time, Maddox Goble and Jeremiah Avery. Whistle starts him again. 4-2 in that wrestle back match. Now getting out for the escape. It's 4-3. As Bush tries to make a big comeback, shoots good, nothing there, that'll do it. 4-3, the final. Johnson hangs on for the win in the wrestle back. So that means Bryce Lenzendorf will wrestle back for second place here at 157 pounds. Moving up to 165 pounds, Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien wrestling Mattis Goble of Darlington Blackhawk.
On mat one, I have Swinson, Riker Swinson from GMMG.
Sugar River.
The Sugar River, yeah, I keep forgetting that one. And then DePueto from Baroka. Sugar River.
Yep.
I wish I could just put that in my program.
It's easier to say. It is in the front page of the program, but
they just printed on my bracket.
They didn't put it on the abbreviations. No, that's for sure. So 165, Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien taking on Maddox Goble. And the two are sparring, middle of the mat. Avery with 42 wins. Goble with 25. They're back at the center of the mat after going out of bounds. Whistle starts them again. Goble and Avery locked up. Head and shoulders, and Goble trying for a little bit of leverage, and Avery shoos him away. They're locked up head first and into the mat. Now they stand up again. Both boys kind of wrestling cautiously to start. Avery makes his way in and kept at bay by Goble. They'll break apart again.
You know, Phil, I was thinking about, you know, some of these are this one, two, this is their third match. Some of them's the fourth match. You know, I know it takes a toll on them just being here all day, because they were here before us and we were here at 8, right? I mean, I know it takes a toll on us, and I know we're a little bit older, just a little bit, but it's got to take a toll on them. Just, I mean, if you look down here on mat number 3, they're just all lounging around, you know?
Someone got to sleep, I think.
Yeah.
Looks like a takedown for Goble of Darlington Blackhawk.
I wonder if Mr. Fadless is sleeping at the wheel in there.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
Mr. Feed, Mr. Fabulous. I don't think so. He's right on the money.
You think he is?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He better have chicken tacos when we get back, though. I mean, I've
got to get an air fryer or something there at the station so we can make things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whistle starts him again. Avery in the up position. I should say the down position. They will start, and then Avery breaks away for the escape. It is 2-1. Goble and Avery will shoot takedowns. Center of the mat at 165 pounds. Sparring on the near side, and the period comes to an end. They're back to the center of the mat. Boy, you sure get lots of traffic up here, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic that goes back and forth.
People going by. I just assumed there'd be enough bleacher space, but for a long time today, there was not, was there?
You know, it kind of shocks me that they don't have more bleachers at the end of mat number 3.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. I expected more bleachers because there is room all the way down, but I would imagine they use that part of the floor for a practice gym or something.
Yep.
They can divide it up. The other unique thing here as we wait the boys to start wrestling again is the volleyball net.
Isn't that neat?
Pulled up to the ceiling. I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. So it's actually suspended from the ceiling during gameplay.
And they can just lower it down?
Lower it down.
They'll have it the right height then? I presume it has poles, doesn't it, or not?
No, that's so from the top.
So it just hangs?
It just hangs.
Wow.
Well, we're at it right now. I don't think I'd ever have to call a net.
Probably not. But you never know.
What a nice complex.
Yep.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And the hospitality's been great.
Yep.
Miss Slack, I tell you what, great job.
I've been here for football, but this is my first in the gym.
You were doing, you did one of the first football games here when it was.
I think it was the first football game.
Yeah. Richland Center here, wasn't they?
No, it was the spring of 21 when they had canceled the fall for some. And it was Riverdale and Royal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was here. There may have been like a junior varsity game the week before, but I believe that was the first varsity. So we got to break in the booth and everything. And it's a big booth. Got a lot of room. Any more poor old radio announcers get kicked out in the stands because there's so many video people and opportunities, but not in the Dells. Got a spot here.
No, they enjoy us being here.
Yep. 2-2, the match score between Avery and Goble. This one down to 50 seconds remaining in the second period. Match was stopped for a time for blood time, and they're back at it. Morocco with their only hope in the boys' tournament. And Anthony DiPietro, he is on the mat and taking on Swenson of Sugar River. And I think Sugar River has the 4-0 lead in that one.
As Riker Swenson.
Okay. And they're out of bounds on the championship mat. Back to the center. Gary Duchesne, I think you have some, and again, team scores are unofficial at this level because
right.
They don't necessarily officially keep them. But what do you have?
I got Dodgeville 96, and that's because of, well, they got 1 through 4 first place.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
4 going on and all. Were.
Prairie Duchesne's right behind them, 95, which they will pass them.
Yeah, they probably will.
They will, because they've got some serious contenders coming up. And then Darlington and Blackhawk at 75.5 points.
There is a takedown for Avery, and he'll take the lead at 4-2. with 14 seconds remaining in the second period. Boys remaining aggressive. Goble stands up, faces his opponent. Avery holds onto the knee. We're down to the final flurry of action in the period.
And reverse.
There's a reversal. 4-4. Goble ties it up. So this match is going to go right down to the wire. A lot of them are today.
Yes, they are.
Pretty amazing.
It's amazing from what we saw the very first weekend to now. I mean, because lots of pins and, you know, and tech falls. But today, you've got three periods. You're going to play them.
Yep. 4-4 as they go to the third period. I was thinking back to some of the old Wisconsin Dells always hosted a sectional for many years, and we would come and broadcast. And I remember Ron and I being over the top row of the bleachers in the old Wisconsin Dells High School. And once you got up there, there was no getting out. You were sitting in the stands, and unless you jumped over the top of people, because they sat in the stairwell and everything, you know, going up the bleachers. And so you better plan ahead.
I'd have been in trouble using the bathroom.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to get out. You'd have had to possibly do some other things we won't talk about on the air.
Yep, we will leave that alone.
Getting out for
it. Goble's actually ahead right now. 5-4.
He just took the lead. Goble gets out for an escape. It's 5-4 with 1:35 remaining here in the 165-pound championship bout. They're back to the center of the mat shooting takedowns. Avery in the maroon and white and Goble in the black and red. 5-4. The lead belongs to the Darlington Blackhawk wrestler. Sliding in is Avery going chest-to-chest with his opponent. They are locked up on the near side. Goble trying to shuck him off. And they're out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. They'll be back to the center of the mat with 1:09 remaining and a 5-4 lead for Goble. Whistle starts him again. Clock begins running. Down to 1 minute remaining here in the match. 5-4. And Goble shoots in, comes up empty. Now they're going to get back to their feet, break apart, and time is called for a moment. Looks like some equipment must have fallen out. Oh, it's his mouth guard. There you go. Get that back in and get ready to go again. We're down to 45 seconds, 5-4. Goble leading, just a point. And 39 seconds for him to be a champion here at 165 pounds.
Riker Swinson just defeated Anthony DeVitrio from Viroqua, 8-2, though.
Okay.
And so Viroqua's boys' chances are done.
They have a girl.
You have a young lady
coming up in the next round. 5-4, 25 seconds. Goble leading. Avery has to do something drastic now. Try to get a takedown. He'll slip away. Almost came in behind. And now comes in with a great move on the left side. They're going to break apart again. Shooting in is Avery going after it. Trying a throw. 3 seconds. Avery grabbing on the near side. Holds on to try and get a throw again. And runs out of time. 5-4 the final score.
That's a good one right there.
Maddox Gable with the win. 5-4, the final. Avery and Swenson met earlier, I think.
Yep, and Avery's going to advance to second place.
It's Jeremiah Avery, the second place finisher at 165 pounds. And that means that Riker Swenson of Sugar River will move on as the third place wrestler.
No wrestlebacks in 165 pounds.
We'll move to 175 pounds, and we'll do that next. During sectional coverage on WRCO and WRCO.com.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Dells. First period is coming to an end. Lane of Lodi, Mason Lane, taking on Espen Swears of Boston Nisida. And it is a 3-2 lead for Swears in this one. Hank, you're watching
Landon Heatmeyer against Donner from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern. Donner is up 5-2.
Okay. I admire a Portage. I think he may be their only wrestler.
Yes, I think he is, yeah.
Pretty sure. Looks like a tie match. Swears and Lane now tied at 3. Going for the takedown. They're out of bounds. Swears and Lane. It looks like... Both sides kind of anticipate this one to be a knockdown, drag-out. Yeah. Every point is certainly cheered loudly here for this one, this bout, at 175. Coming up, we'll have some wrestleback opportunities for Richland Center to make it to state at 190 with Cole Brenninger and at 215 with Teague Perkins. Looks like a throw on mat number one.
7-2 Donner, so, or Donar.
That match is coming,
close to an end.
Quickly, as the man on top is keeping his feet in bounds, and he's close to getting the points, near fall points, and now maybe more. Very close to getting the pin there. The official trying to get in the right spot, and he's going to call him for being off the mat with 42 seconds remaining.
Oh, that was close.
That was. Three,
very close.
Three near fall points, so that'll make it a 7-7 tie in that bout. 3-3 the tie in the championship match between Swears of Boston Nisida and Lane of Lodi. And it looks like the Lodi wrestler will come in to take the takedown and make it 5-3. Just near the end of the second period. Standing up is Lodi. Now getting out of there is Swears. Working, and he's out of bounds. I was talking with one of the fans who's a longtime fan. He said the same thing. He's like, they smooch these singlets, and I don't know who is who.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, you can always pick Boston out, or I can't, because they usually have the blue and the
bright blue
gold.
And now it's just, now it's
different. He's got black.
He's got black on.
Yep. And Lodi, you can always tell them. They are blue with that simulation of the American flag.
You know, and Cuba City, Benton Southwesterns look like Adam Friendship singlets with the green and the...
Oh, yeah, right. They did. 5-3 the score. Lodi's wrestler Lane is riding here in the third period. Immediately, Swears gets up, And let's see, he's going to score points. Or a point, get the escape. It's 5-4.
You're already in the third over there, aren't you?
Yeah, that one's moving along. They are shooting takedowns. 5-4 in favor of the Lodi wrestler over Swears of Boston, who comes through Richland Center's regional and oftentimes sectional, and Richland Center hosts the sectional. 5-4 score, a minute 25. They are locked arm in arm and now trying to go chest to chest here. Lodi's wrestler holding him at bay. Swears kind of fighting off any individual move, and they break apart again. We're down to a minute 10 remaining in the third period. They are back to on their feet and sparring here at 175. They'll break apart again. Swears and Lane, 5-4, favor of the Lodi wrestler. Mawson's going to have to do something drastic real quick for Swears to get that 46th win of the year. They break apart down to 40 seconds. 5-4. Mason Lane leading in this one. They break apart again and now lock up. 30 seconds to wrestle. Swears, knowing that Stein is tight, goes in. Swings for a leg, can't get it. Lane breaks apart. Down to 20 seconds. Stalling warning has been issued. And now the point. There evidently was a warning earlier. There's the point. That makes it 5-5 with 10 seconds remaining. They are locked up, and this one may go to overtime, and I think it will. They do lock up one more time with 3 seconds, but we're going to the fourth period, Hank.
Now, I didn't see the first warning, but
I didn't either. But it goes back to the center of the mat, tied at 5, and they're making sure of the score. Officials, they've got 3 officials basically running the championship match. 2 fellows doing the work, and then one on the sidelines here.
Wow.
Watching
Landon
the computer.
Peter just pinned Carl Donor from Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. Yeah. Here's fun to myself about that, because Donar was actually up 7-2.
Wow. So Heitmeyer gets it. Overtime is underway here at 175 pounds. Shooting in is going to be the Lodi wrestler. He'll pop through. Gets out of position. They roll through. They are locked up. Grapevine in for Cuba City's wrestler. I should say for Boston's wrestler. And now no one has given any points. It's got to be close. There it is. Lane takes the takedown in overtime, and that makes it 7-5.
Good match, Phil.
Oh, it was. Mason Lane, Lodi, the champion at 175 pounds, and I don't think there's going to be a wrestle back.
There's not.
Swears from Boston will take second place here, and Landon Heitmeyer becomes a representative at state for the Portage Warriors. That'll make the way for Richland Center's own Cole Brenninger. He'll be taking on Carson Loshaw of Sugar River. At the same time in the championship bout, it is Hayden Gillen taking on Ross Christ of Dodgeville. We will focus on the Brenninger match. Cole starting his day today with a win, a decision by a score of 9-6, and then was defeated in the very close decision, 6-4, and then falls back to the wrestle back. No score in the match.
Yeah, when he got beat 9-6, Brenninger, or I'm sorry, 6-4, that was a great match.
It was. Yep. He's not going to go down easy. That's
no, he is not going to go down easy.
30 seconds into the opening period of wrestling. Brenninger trying to gain control over a little taller wrestler, Loshaw. They're locked up again. Cole is just tough to turn. He's got such a stout
base. Like a low base.
Yeah, low base.
Yeah, and he just, I mean, he gets low and makes you moving.
Yep, he does. He gets down low.
I mean, basically, it's like if you remember the football, you know, you lower the lower you are, the better. It works here as well.
Yes, it does. And he did that in football, too.
Yep. His legs are bigger than my body.
down to 50 seconds. Scoreless in the opening period. All matches 2-2 here at the sectional level. They are locked up. Cole Brenninger slips upper body against his opponent, and they're going to break apart again. No score in the match.
On either one.
Yeah.
Championship match, no score.
Isn't that something? Both sets of wrestlers wrestling very strategically and cautiously here.
I think 190 has probably been the most competitive of the day. I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it, if you look at the whole picture, I think this is probably the most competitive one of the day.
Yeah, it could be. Gillis scored a fall, and Chris scored a 6-4 decision over Brenninger to get to the title bout. And we're down to the final seconds at 190 in the first period. Scoreless. Brenninger and Loshaw. There's that old Rod Muller. Good to see him. Dodgeville, long time coach. I wonder how many years Rod's been coaching wrestling. It's got to be over 50, I would think. Off and on. Even tried to coach me back in my early day. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Yep. We went to a freestyle tournament one time. We rode with Rod. Probably the last time he ever took me and some of the ruffians I went to school with. Second period underway. Cole Brenninger is riding. And no score in the match at 190 pounds in the wrestle back. The winner goes to state. This is where the excitement is on this match.
Yes, it is.
Because it's sudden death, you know. You win, you go on the championship mat, you've already made it to state. But you do control your own destiny. If you take championship, you don't necessarily have to wrestle again. You won't wrestle again. Second place man could. They're out of bounds. Far side of the mat, and they'll come back to center circle. Still scoreless. Something's got to give here.
We got a point down there. Lost Chris from Darlington Blackhawk.
Chris, okay. And then it looks like two. He adds to the lead, so it's 3-0 in a takedown.
And that Hayden Gillian from Mawson, he's a pretty good wrestler.
Yes, he is. 47 wins. Cole Brenninger in the down position here in the second period. A minute 14 remaining. Brenninger trying to crawl out of there. Held at bay by Loshaw. And now Brenninger slips out and gets the point to take the lead.
That's all he needs.
1-0. He'll remain aggressive. They lock up head and shoulders. And Cole going low. Kept at bay by Loshaw.
Get some blood time on Matt too, Phil, in the championship.
Okay. Yeah, but had a lot of that in the championship round. We had quite a bit of it earlier in the day, it seemed like. Score is now 1-0. Cole Brenninger in the lead for Richland Center. Down to 30 seconds remaining in the second period. They'll break apart. Loshaw and Brenninger. Neither one able to gain much on the takedown. Both wrestlers doing such a good job of not getting out of position here. Again, they're locked up with 15 seconds remaining in the second period. 1-0 Brenninger sliding in for a single leg possibility is his opponent Loshaw. No points awarded. Brenninger wrestling defensively has the hold of the knee, trying to get two, and the period comes to an end.
Thing by the bell.
He was. Brenninger
was in trouble.
He was hanging on for dear life. Held on in time for Loshaw to not score any points. They're back to the center of the mat again.
We got Keith Perkins coming up on mat number one after this match.
So we do.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all.
crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Schmidt-Woodland Hills, transitional carry.
Apologies for some technical difficulties here at Wisconsin Dells, out of our control. Everything was kind of lost here in press row, and unfortunately, a loss for Cole Brenninger. Coming back in the match was Loshaw of Sugar River, and he picks up a 6-3 victory in the final match. So ending the high school career of Cole Brenninger, Loshaw moves on, and we'll see whether there is a wrestle back at 190 pounds. That's a close final, 5-3 on the championship match. And
I thought Brenninger did very well, and he was in control. And a couple missteps there in the last, but right at the end.
Big crowd cheer for Gillen. He comes around. He puts his opponent on his back and pins him. Wow. He was trailing 5-3.
And he was, it seems like he had the whole match, didn't have nothing to work for. I tell you what, nice job from Hayden Gillen. That's why he's 47-3.
One of the more exciting ones we have seen today. Gillen gets a victory lap in front of the Boston fans.
There will be no wrestle back.
All right. So a win there by Penn.
Nope, there will be.
Gillen in the top part of the bracket. Yeah,
there will be a wrestle back.
So
My apologies.
Yeah, Loshaw did not meet Chris earlier, so Chris will wrestle back. Again, we have another whole round of the girls tournament to go, and then we're going to move right to the 215-pound placement match. It is Teague Perkins of Richland Center taking on Braden Lockington of GET Melrose Maduro. They are locked up center of the mat.
I think they met last week, Bill.
They very well could have. You can look back at your program. We don't have Bill Twining's briefcase with us to check that, but I think you're right. And on the championship mat, Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien takes on Isaiah Groskopf of Lodi.
Speaking of Blake Theory, I was talking to a couple people from Prairie du Chien on our last break. And that young man, as a junior, was just offered a full ride to Texas Tech for a tight end spot.
Wow. Only a junior, too.
Only a junior. So, and that's already over. No? No, he's not.
No? Nope.
Yeah, no.
They went out of bounds, I think. So it is a 2-0 lead, it looks like, for Theory, though. No score in the Teague-Perkins match. Teague with a win by pin earlier today in a minute 37. Then lost in his match to Theory, and the boys are out of bounds. Teague Perkins win and get in here.
Win and you're in.
Yep, going to try it. Brenninger came close, lost it in the end. Now it's Perkins' turn to try and
continue on his senior season. They are locked up. 35 seconds remaining in the first period of wrestling here. The wrestle back at 215 pounds. Perkins goes low, slips in, can't get the knee, and now working around the backside is going to be Lockington. Perkins wrestling very well, gets back so as to not give up the points, and they're close to going out of bounds on the edge of the mat. No signal.
He's
by
trying to get him out of bounds, isn't he?
Yep, Perkins kind of pulls him out of bounds, and that'll do it. They are out. Nice wrestling defensively for Teague Perkins.
Well, he had to do it there. He almost lost two there, didn't he? Was that?
He was. Very close. Yep. But he kind of drug his opponent out of bounds, so he was able to avoid giving that up. They're locked up again at the end of the period, and that'll do it. Scoreless after one here at 215 pounds.
Blake Theory's up on Isaiah Gustav. Gustav 4-2 with 5 seconds to go in the first period.
Teague Perkins will be down in the second period. They are back to it. Perkins, and on the whistle, tries to step up, stand up, turns around to face his opponent, and now slipping back in the rear is going to be Lockington. He grabs the waist and holds, and now Perkins grabs the arm, trying to roll through to wind up on top of his opponent, and good job by Lockington to keep him at bay. He's got a good base and continues now to ride. Perkins stands up, trying to get on the board here in the first point of the match, and he is out of bounds, and a caution has been signaled, or I should say a stalling warning has been issued on Lockington. So next
I ask why, though?
He was going out of bounds. Perkins was trying to get the escape, and it was
What you're saying.
He kind of pushed him out of bounds. Perkins on the board. That makes it 2-0. And now he's looking for more. Locks his man into a cradle. Perkins needs to be careful and not get out of position here.
He's close.
He's trying to lock in, and now Lockington is trying to come around, and he will, and will tie the match up at 2. But Perkins was kind of...
He was in control.
Close.
And he just messed up and
rolled through and rolls out. He's back to his front side with 50 seconds remaining here in the second period. Tied at 2, Lockington from GET Mellows Mindoro. And now Perkins has been warned. And the boys are out of bounds with 36 seconds remaining. Back to the middle of the mat, the second period. 2-2 the score. Get the impression that something could happen quite quickly in this one. Perkins steps up. Oh, gets the escape. And now faces his opponent. They are shooting takedowns. Down to 25 seconds remaining in the second period. Perkins and Lockington. Teague Perkins slips in. Tries to work through the shoulders there as they're on their feet. Tries a little bit of leverage to get a possible throw. They'll break apart. We're down to 8 seconds remaining in the second period. Locked up again is Perkins and Lockington, and that'll do it for the second period.
On mat, two for the championship, Blake Theory 5, and Isaiah Gostrup from Lodi is 2.
All right.
So 46-1 for his Theory as a junior, and Isaiah's from Lodi as a senior is 41-8. So
Teague Perkins, let's hope it's not his last period of wrestling in his high school career. He is in the lead of 3-2. He is riding. Needs to be aggressive. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling during the course of the first two periods. 3-2. Perkins riding. Now standing up is Lockington. Perkins slips off, tries to convert it to a cradle now. And if he can, he might have a chance to get a little bit more. And they're close to going out of bounds, and they will. Back to the middle of the mat. 1:18 remaining. Teague Perkins leading by a score of 3-2. Lockington will stand up, and they break apart, and we're tied. 3-3, 1:12 remaining. Both of these guys are showing that they're difficult to take down. Teague Perkins.
Very strong.
Yep. Teague shoots in, misses the single leg, and they stand back up. Now a minute remaining, and Teague trying a throw on the out-of-bounds line, and looks like I think there's going to be a point given away to Washington. Stall. Yep. So, point Washington. That makes it 4-3. He needs to hurry and get aggressive here. 45 seconds. They're locked up again at 215 pounds. Perkins shoots in for the single leg. Can't get it. Washington coming down it. And they break the fight. Perkins looks at the clock. 4-3, he trails. Shoots in, nothing. Shoots in, nothing. 20 seconds, they break apart. They're locked up chest to chest here. 15 seconds, Perkins shoots in. He's got a single leg, and he's got a takedown. Teague Perkins for two. He takes the lead. And he'll be going to state.
That's awesome.
Great sportsmanship. Wow. Helps up his opponent. Boy, that was a match. 5-4, the final. Teague Perkins.
Wow.
Head of the state. 100th win. Yeah. Wow, what a time to get it.
Chuck. He was 40 and 7, Phil.
I was going to say good sportsmanship by the conference because the Dodgeville fans are rooting for him.
Oh, yeah.
River Valley fans, you know, they're all here. So,
and he's going to have another one. He's going to play. He's going to Grosskopf from Lodi for a wrestling.
There will be a wrestling. Grosskopf will be his opponent next round. So Theory wins the championship bout.
Yep.
So he takes a title for Prairie du Chien. 215. We have more to go here, and we'll take a time out and be back with more sectional tournament Saturday. RCO.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-891 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Welcome back to Mineral Point, where things have reached a quick conclusion. It's all but the shouting, and the wrestling mats have already been rolled. Along with David Werman, I'm Bill Twining. David, good tournament here today.
Oh, great tournament. Great crowd, good wrestling, good officiating. As always, Mineral Point does a great job running this tournament and so forth. But, yeah, and the teams we follow, as we'll go through here, fared very well today.
They did, in particular, from our regional last weekend, the Super Regional at Mineral Point. Iowa Grand Highlands qualified 7 wrestlers for state. Fenimore, 6. Riverdale, 4. Mineral Point, 3. They were 4 of the top 5 teams, but the team with the most individual state qualifiers is Aquinas. Let's just go with the weight classes, David. We can alternate. I'll start with 106. The champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. Runner-up, Jaron Grimsled, a junior from North Crawford Seneca, and third place to sophomore Parker Milsna of Cashton.
At 113 pounds, your champion.